Good afternoon, this is Radio Moran News. I'm Helen Toby, the headlines. President Kiir to launch tarmacking of road linking Barigazal to Juba. South Sudan signs MOU with WFP to use the country as humanitarian corridor for supplying food aid to Sudan. And security beefed up in Longechuk County following clashes. President Salva Kiir is expected to launch the tarmacking of the road linking Barigazal to Juba soon. The governor of Northern Barigazal, Tonga Kengor, said this as he was leaving for Wau to attend the Greater Barigazal meeting of the SPLM. He says the construction was delayed by lack of funds, but the process is expected to commence next week.
Bahr al-Ghazal used to be cut off from Equatoria and between other Bahr al-Ghazal region states. Now roads are usable and work is progressing. Many companies are given the road work allocated to each. What delays the work sometimes is when there is no finance, which will lead to lack of fuel and decline in spare parts. But from last week up to this moment, the work has resumed. I can assure you that His Excellency the President will come to Bahr al-Ghazal to launch the road tarmac, which will start on the road between northern Bahr al-Ghazal and Warab.
South Sudan has signed an MOU with the UN World Food Programme, WFP, to use the country as a humanitarian corridor to supply food aid to Sudan. WFP report indicates that 2.5 million people in Sudan will be affected by hunger because of the ongoing violence there. South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, RRC, and WFP signed the agreement last week to support safe delivery of urgently needed food aid to Sudan. Deputy Coordinator for the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, Santino Ball, says that the MOU will come into effect on the 1st of July.
From tomorrow, this will come to effect, and we are going to deploy our personnel in some identified corridors in the region so that they can assist the UN to also intervene within the stock they have prioritized for the Sudan using those identified corridors. Now it has been made official, and UN is free to use South Sudan territory as per the agreement to supply areas that may not be accessed through other corridors from other regions.
Security has been beefed up in Matiang area of Longechuk County in Upper Nile State following recent clashes. The executive director of the county, Stephen Gear, says the situation on ground has returned to normal, but they have increased security presence. He says those who fled their homes to the nearest payams have started returning.
The authority on ground has secured the situation, the area, and calling back the civilians to come back to their houses, because it has taken some days, like 2 days, and maybe from 25, 26, 27, up to 29, so which is 3 days. So the authority confirmed that there is no security threat, and which means people are coming back normally without being forced by the authority. They are coming voluntarily.
The county authorities have appealed for support to the affected population. Stephen notes that many houses have been looted and that people lack food, clothes and sleeping materials.
I request, you know, NGOs to come in order to give assistance to the local community who were displaced, and they came back and got empty in their houses. And the message will go to the government of South Sudan to call any NGOs, as the angels who can humanitarian enough to come to Matiang and make assessment so that they can see the situation on ground.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, says there is a relative calm at Malakal Protection of Civilian Site more than 2 weeks after violent clashes killed several people among the internally displaced people. In a weekly update report, the mission said it applied precautionary measures, including deployment of more than 600 peacekeepers, and launched search operations for firearms smuggled into the camp. UNMISS Public Information Officer Rabindra Giri says these efforts require cooperation from local authorities to restore calm.
Mostly for preempting and reducing violence at the POC site, which includes deployment of intensified patrols and over 600 peacekeepers on the ground. And UNMISS will also be stepping up cordon and search operations to remove firearms from the camp, which is designated a weapons-free zone. At the same time, you know, these measures are only effective when they are supported by community leaders and national and political leaders.
You're listening to Radio Mirai News. Authorities in Lare County of Unity State have started demolishing the temporary protection area that was established at the height of the fighting in the county in 2016. The site accommodated over 400 internally displaced persons. Lare County Commissioner Stephen Tekeriak said the county government took the initiative to demolish the PTA after constructing shelters for the IDPs in the county.
Donald, can't mind debate.
Any person who had no home, we gave him or her a house for free, and they have gone to their houses. This is not a new thing where people can say we have demolished their shelters. We have built for them new homes with better tents and grass-thatched houses, and we told them to move in there because the IDP camp has turned into a criminal zone. Despite the fact that the new shelters constructed for them were ready since March, they never wanted to move into the new shelters. But when the time came, we told them to move into their new buildings.
Meanwhile, one of the IDPs who spoke to Radio Miraya said that not all of them got the opportunity to move into the new shelters constructed by the county government in collaboration with partners.
I can actually say I'm not among those beneficiaries because they have said that that one will be wholly given to those people who are having a vulnerability. I have nowhere to go. So I'm just roaming around and looking for where to shelter, take shelter my house. Because my area has been flooded. That's why I don't have where to go. Because if my area has been in water for 3 years, then where would I go and see refuge for that area?
Traders in a wheel market in northern Bagazal State say high taxation and the dollar rate are the main impediment to importation of goods in the state. The business community in the state says access to affordable goods in the market is becoming a big challenge for citizens, including 20,000 Sudanese refugees and returnees who fled the conflict in Sudan. Some of the traders who spoke to Radio Miraya are appealing to the government to rescue the situation.
Of course, this issue is because of the rise in the dollar rate. That is why citizens do not have money. They are not able to buy. And that is why the situation is very difficult. The tax collectors here are taking a lot. That is why traders are fearing to bring in goods. And our goods now are coming from Juba and Uganda. And the type of our goods cannot be found in Juba or Uganda. They are connected to Sudan.
The bag of flour is now being sold at 46,000 South Sudanese pounds, and we don't have enough capital. This is affecting us and our families. I want the government to resolve the issue of the dollar because it's affecting lives.
In regional news, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner has urged the British government to rethink its proposed policy to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. It follows a ruling on Thursday by the Court of Appeal in London that the policy is unlawful. Volker Turk said the British plans raised very serious concerns in terms of international human rights and refugee laws. The UN Refugee Agency also welcomed the court's decision, saying the UK should pursue other measures, including cooperation with its European neighbours. The British government is planning a further appeal, saying it is determined to stop the arrival of migrants on small boats. To end the news, here is a recap of the headlines. President Kiir to launch tarmacking of road linking Bargazal to Juba. South Sudan signs MOU with WFP to use the country as a humanitarian corridor for supplying food aid to Sudan. And security beefed up in Longitude County following clashes. Radio Mirai News, I'm Helen Toby. Thanks for listening.
That was the news. For more news and information, log on to our website on www.myradiomariah.org. Follow us on Twitter on @RadioMariah or like us on our Facebook page. You can also enjoy Radio Maria live through streaming on the UNMISS website, unmiss.unmiss.org/audio, or via the TuneIn app on your phone.
I listen to Radio Maria News because most of the news that you're giving are credible, because they have been checked and in the correct language that many people can understand.
I listen to Radio Maria News because I need to get new information about our country.
Hatalo interlo fi karia wala interfi village wala interfi medina lazima itabitasuma ubadini aishtu wali manasa latul.
Sure, I listen to Radio Maria News because it provides us with updated news and current events all over South Sudan and make people aware about what is happening on a daily basis.
I listen to Radio Miraya because Radio Miraya is accurate radio in South Sudan here. I want to get information from Radio Miraya first before goes to the other radios.
بتجيب لنا معلومات مفيدة وبعدين طبعا نحن بنلم بأخبار وأي حاجة حصلة على النطاق بتاع جنوب السودان.
Don't get left behind. Catch the Radio Maria News Bulletins for the most reliable, up-to-date and relevant information. With bulletins from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., trust the Radio Maria News team to give you a clear picture of what is happening across the country.
My good people of South Sudan. This message is from the U.S. aid-funded Resilient Through Agriculture in South Sudan activity. Our mission is to strengthen South Sudan's ability to produce a variety of healthy, nutritious foods and improve everyone's access to these foods. Improve food security and reduce long-term reliance on humanitarian assistance.
For our people to be stronger, healthier and more resilient to whatever might come our way, agriculture is the key.
For our women to participate fully in agriculture and food production, as well as improve women's household decision making and technical abilities to feed themselves and their family with nutritious food, we all should encourage and support them with all available resources.
We can only achieve this when our men, women, youth, leaders and entire community work together.
For our country to thrive in agriculture and food production, let us support our women to have equal access to production resources in our homes and communities. Exercise their own voice and live free from intimidation, harassment, violence, and discrimination.
Land ownership is central to women's empowerment and success in agricultural production in South Sudan. Let us all support allocating arable land to our women to enable them to participate effectively in agricultural activities.
Say no to any form of violence, including physical, emotional, psychological, sexual, and economic. Nothing can be an excuse for gender-based violence.
Gender-based violence is not only physical abuse, but can take many forms, including emotional and financial abuse. Do not protect abusers, reject and report them, act and do not look away. Do you know that husbands working together with their wives in farms, at home, and during fishing activities enhances trust, love, good communication, and improves food security and socio-economic well-being of our nation?
To enable us to produce and eat nutritious food, let us grow nutritious fruits and vegetables in our home gardens all year round. As a family, let us end harmful practices that limit some family members from eating nutritious food. Let's do our best to ensure that our family members, especially our children, eat nutritious food such as fruits, vegetables, granite pests, egg, fish, or meat daily.
For our good health and to be free from diseases and sickness, let us boil our fresh milk before consumption. Avoid spitting in public and cover your mouth while sneezing. Animals such as goats, sheep and chicken should be kept in a separate place from children, since they may be a potential source of infectious disease. Let us construct pit latrines near our homes to keep our environment very clean and safe for our good health. Let us continue washing our hands with clean water and soap before cooking, eating, taking care of our babies, after using the toilet, and when we return to our houses.
The time for a positive change in our attitude and behavior is now for a better, peaceful, healthy, and prosperous South Sudan. Thank you for listening to this very important message from the Resilience Through Agriculture in South Sudan activity, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.
My name is Rukaye Muhammad. I'm the Deputy County Representative for UN Women here in South Sudan. Together, we can build peace, and also with women being at the center of it, because women, we are peace builders, so they cannot be peace when women are not together. So any decision that has to do with peace, we should try to involve women, and we should recognize their potential and their capability.
صحيح تبتعرف إن كل أنواع بتاع الخدمات الإنسانية أو المساعدات مجاني؟ اللي بيشغل الشغل الإنساني مفروض ما يسألوا أي حاجة ولا حتى جنس أو أي حاجة تاني في مقابل إنه يعملوا مساعدة إنساني. اللي بيشتغل في المجال الإنساني كمان ما مفروض إنه يدفعوا للناس اللي في المجتمعات قروش عشان جنس أو عشان يعملوا علاقة جنسية مع العيال أو أي زول القاعد يساعده فيه. إذا لقيت أو شفت حاجة زي ده، بلغ بإنك تتصل على الرقم 0920111888 تاني 0920111888 في أي وقت، لو بالنهار أو بالليل. الإبلاغ آمن وسري، وده ما بخلي أبدا إنك ما تلقى مساعدة أو خدمة إنساني. الشغالين في مجال إنساني لازم يستمروا في إنه يتعاملوا مع السكان اللي هم بيخدمون بكرامة واحترام. الرسالة ده بيجيكم من يونيسيف سوا مع فريق العمل الوطني لحماية من الاستغلال والانتهاك الجنسي.
Hey, this is Romeric Kasani. You're listening to 101 Miraya FM, The Big Z with Morolo Combo. Check it out.
I can protect you if it is to fight. I feel I'm in the air flying like a kite. Yeah, like a kite. Don't fear me, don't fear long height. Be strong, I'm gonna give you all night. Baby, mala, mala, mala. I wanna get to the moon one night. You're my sugar, 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 sugar cane. When will I be with you again? I wanna buy you some champagne. Me baby daddy, baby daddy, baby daddy. You're my baby mommy, baby mommy, baby mommy. Call me baby daddy, baby daddy, baby daddy. You're my baby mommy, baby mommy, baby mommy.
Pineapple juice, pineapple juice.
You make my day, you make my Friday. Feel the day, you feel every day. My last will be to be close to me. I want to love you so.
I be so you can protect you. Say what you want, I go do it. No man cast your body more though. You got, you are. You my cousin roses, baby. Then I'm flipper, baby.
Come to the FM MT7 right here on the beat. It's 20 minutes after 1 right here on 101 FM. My name is Morolo Combo, and next guest is coming in at exactly half the hour mark. So hang around. Let's find out and have a chat with AKJ Music Africa right here on 101.
Jesus Christ, I can protect you if it is to fight. I feel I'm in the air flying like a kite. Yeah, like a kite.
Pineapple juice, pineapple juice.
I'm gonna love you forever, 'cause I want you, my love.
You're listening to The Beat with Morolo Kombo on Radio Miraya.
Baby, when the bright lights start to fade, fire up your lighter, float on with the waves. You make me feel like you make me feel
tell a mission singer, like your warm and fist spin run like a jam can't tire. Endless loving and it can't expire. I will say, Jaja never answer a prayer.
You know, say, you have the loving for me body when you hold me. And if you call me, we go home. Be happy, me now let you go. Love is like a seed and you reap for your soul. Oh, baby, when the bright lights start to fade.
Getting numb, and when the place it come, me know you're not around.
It's bad, but like it against the law. Light up, bright up, be yes, that me want.
Grip my palm, my skin, my feel the car. I'm my brother, she a draw. So me tell you raw.
A clean and safe environment. Protect our forests, protect our water sources, protect our air from pollution, take care of our motherland South Sudan so our motherland can take care of us all. We the children of South Sudan want a protected South Sudan.
The land of freedom, full of all the fruits, my homeland. The land of liberty, full of honey, my homeland.
مدرستنا مدرستنا برنامج البني مومو جمع تنا مع بعض عشان أننا بيونسو عن تعليم تعيال تنا
أنا مستعد أن أكون محاكمية عشان أقول زول الظالم نقول أنت ظالم والما ظالم نقول نحكم الناس بالحق
يعني أنا بيقى كأمة لكن أنا بيقى قانا أنا بيقى رسبونسيبل لأمة لأن تعليم تعيالي بيقى أنا بيقى في مدرسة تومون أنا ذاته كان في إلا ذاته أنا قالي جمون وكان في أي كومبلنت مدرسة أنا بيقى أجي سلف ذاته
بجد تأخير كعب بيسيبوا جينا ما بعمل كويس لأنه هو بيقى خلاص ناس فات قدام بالتالي بتأثر في التعليم حقه
ناس الحقيقيين بونسوا عن قضية الحقيقية مدرستنا برنامج تعليم لنا كله في راديو دي
Check it out, going out on a late night Looking tight, feeling nice, it's a cockfight I can tell, I just know that it's going down tonight. At the door, we don't wait, cause we know them. At the bar, six shots just beginning. That's when Big Head put his hands on me. But you see, I'm not here. Keep your dream just
wanna dance by myself. Cause you're out of love. Don't touch, back up. I'm not the one. Bye-bye. Listen up, it's just not happening. You can say what you want to your boyfriends. Just let me have my fun tonight. Talking shit, but you're going home alone, aren't you? Cause I'm not here for your entertainment. You don't really wanna mess with me tonight. Just stop and say yes, yes. I was trying to put a walk into my life. Cause you know it's over before it begins. Keep your drink, just give me the money. Just you and your hero.
It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. dreams are bursting at the seams.
Yo, this is your girl, Tutu Baby.
This is your boy, Yopi, the Bandman General.
Yo, it's your star girl, Rebecca Troy.
Hey, yo, this is Mr. Lynx, the hitmaker.
I am Nicky Prince, the finest of the Hard Life Avenue stars.
Yo, this is your girl, Nita, baby.
Hey, this is Romerica San.
Wagwan is a boy, K-A-W-A-J-A, Kawaja Revolution.
Yo, this is your boy, Keno Medicator.
It's the Hip Hop Revolution.
This is J-Bull.
And this is J-O Government. When you're so here, keep it to you.
You're listening to The Beat at Mariah FM.
Bambakla.
This is Tony of the Tigers. I love the beat.
And me, Dennis, I love listening to the beat.
How about me? I love the beat also. Well,
you know, it comes to you every day, Monday to Friday.
That's Morolo Combo.
And it's on Radio Mirage.
Also every Friday.
From 11 to 2 p.m.
You got it.
Mabaja, Mabaja.
Yes, now introducing to you AKJ Music Africa. It's coming up to 27 minutes to the top of the hour of the final half of the month. Rather not the month, but the year 2023. Can you imagine we have already lived for 6 months of 2023? Tomorrow we begin the next half. So today we are meeting in a while, after a long while, Agele Kennedy Joseph, who goes with his stage name AKJ Musica. And then tabano junubi na school barf I ela kaman na bejas makitiri mino bad shia, but lots has been happening taban Facebook debe gaya haja ya zol kan lukalam to ta ta also razatu ogurafi Facebook ogurafi TikTok. So we'll find out. So many things have been trending about AKJ. We'll find out later in the day. Otherwise, let's have them right here on the show. Gentlemen, Eid Mubarak later.
Eid Mubarak later. Eid Mubarak.
Good to have you, gentlemen.
Good to be here. Feel nice. And I know it has been a while. So
yes. We bad. Also have somebody who is very new to our studio for in specifically this session. Probably he's been here in Mirai, but not on this session. Have you?
No.
Not yet. No. This is your first time today.
Yeah.
Good to have you, though. Yes, please very quickly introduce yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Tito Justin, Tito the Village Boy. But if you want to get my name in full, Kangu Tito Justin, I call myself the Village Boy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm just here with AKJ and managing him directly.
Good.
Technically also.
Good. Eh, the muskila ke. Okay, but if you have any questions, like we said earlier on, please send your queries to our Facebook page, The Beat with Morolo Combo, facebook.com, or you can find me on Twitter as well, at Morolo Combo, and there will rock it right away. Or you can also go to AKJ Music Africa, and you can catch up with him right away, right now. AKJ, it again when Zamandekulu.
Okay, it's a beautiful question that requires a lengthy explanation.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, we are always elementary. We take technical sharp points that we can put to the public, and because we can't discuss the whole day.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And as you mentioned before, you can just go and follow my social media handles as AKJ Music Africa to get the correct as to why I took all long. In summary, I just want to say that life is all about strategic planning in order to bring something that is consumable by the public. So I've been investing a lot with the help of my management here.
Mm.
Yes, as you mentioned before, delicious food normally takes time to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been planning not only aspects of music, but looking at the aspect of how do we sustain, mm-hmm. how do we expand, how do we build the music industry of South Sudan. We're not working only for ourselves, but want to produce better quality that can sell the country outside.
The last time you were here, you said you are venturing into another entrepreneurship apart from
exactly.
the music business. Are you still in the mix?
Of course, that is what made me AKJ Music Africa today, and I believe so strongly that it's a venture that will benefit a lot, more especially in the music industry.
Mm.
Otherwise, I ventured into a company that does a lot of fumigation services, cleaning, just as any other kind of person, because artists have been enslaving themselves only in music when we know that this country still, we don't sell a lot musically.
Mm.
So I encourage each and everyone at least to venture into other avenues like what we're doing right now.
Mm.
I do cleaning and fumigation services. The company goes by the name Anaso Ventures Limited.
Mm.
Yes, and we're doing pretty good. I felt that there's already a backbone that can stand for me than an artist who has to go and knock doors for help. And one day if that help cuts off, what will not happen? So I took it as a lead, and it has to be an example to all the other artists who are outside there that we need to be on our own. Try to do something for yourself apart from music in order to support the music.
Good. In the beginning, your first remarks was that you are not only working for yourself and you're working for the whole country.
Yes.
That means you are a role model. People look up to you. You have a lot of friends. You have a lot of followers. You have a lot of people who want you as a role model. What happened on your Facebook? Was it hacked? Oh, we saw a lot of issues.
Okay.
There were so many fights.
In fact,
was it family? But again, a lot of people claim their Facebook pages were hacked. Okay, it could have happened, but we want to hear from you.
Okay.
What exactly went wrong?
To my dismay, you know, not everyone likes what you're doing. Not everyone likes prosperity. So there are a lot of things that been happening. People created a lot of issues around me. There are a lot of social media ganging on me. They tried hacking my Facebook account, and at last they succeeded. As I talk right now, we have a new Facebook account that is AKJ Music Africa Official. For those ones who are committed followers, you can go and like the page.
Yes,
follow
the AKJ
and,
Music Africa
yes.
are two, but one is official.
Official is the one that currently I have. The AKJ Music Africa, that has a lot of followers, over 28,000 likes and followers. That one has been taken. So, nevertheless, those are things that happens in life. And I want to give an encouragement.
Why do you think people or elements who are ganging against you, what did you do that people do not like?
You see, this country, people doesn't know how to become like some better people. So they always attack instead of going closer to that person. For me, I felt that these are people who will not reach the standard I'm in and what I'm striving for. So instead of looking at a better angle, they decided to look at the wrong one. So all in all, I did not take it bad, but I just want to advise you that if there's anything that you see good in AKJ Music Africa, better come closer to him. Like him, he will try to advise you of ways better of how to lead life. So I believe these are small boys and, you know, who are trying just to spoil some kind of things around. But I'm okay.
Well, we hope we do not step on anybody's toe.
I'm not praising myself, but I believe I'm one humble artist who is not looking at the aspect of hurting anyone.
Do you think these social media ganging against you could have not make you to continue with your ambassadorial role as a peace ambassador for the Ulmis?
I've been a peace ambassador for 4 years.
And then what happened?
Still, we have a contract that is getting done shortly. But nevertheless, it has not affected me in one way or the other. Yes, I've been ministering
because
all over these 10 states.
Of course.
Yes, all over the 10 states. I've been doing my work as Onmis mandated me to do. And we've been doing the peace tours and those concerts, and people have been attending massively, so I did not see any problem with that.
Great. That's it from AKJ Fernando. For those of you who have all the queries, I think I have got almost half of what you wanted to hear. You can get more on that later in the day as you continue to listen to 101 FM Redeem Raya. And then, of course, a lot of artists. I have seen a lot of artists coming here with a number of managers, but these managers have not lasted.
Okay.
Yes.
That is a beautiful question to ask.
2 weeks, 1 month, 6 months. But say I can't refuse your Facebook. Mombada quarter of Facebook. Mombada class like a butter. Now, what are your terms with Tito, the village boy?
Okay. You know, it's all about going to school and putting principles down. If you have learned in a good way, you will have to follow principles. So in management, definitely there are principles that needed to be followed. Once one has violated, either from the artist side or from the management, it will result into some kind of misunderstanding. And that's how people have been losing artists and managers. So I believe so strongly that we build this on first mutual trust. We developed this. It has taken time observing each other and seeing that at least we can work together. I believe this is one of the best management that I'm going to have.
Before that, there are two things artists, they keep making. As for me, who's been in the music for a while, one mistake that they're always making. They have a manager who is as well as their promoter, who is as well putting money in them. At the end of the day, this is where the quarrel is. Because someone has put money in you, and then at the end of the day, you are becoming a problem. So the person is your manager. At the same time, they are managing their own resources that they have put in you. They become your promoter. Two jobs for one person. Or otherwise, a manager managing your music, your movement, your money that you accrue as an artist. So the manager manages those resources according to your work plan. Now, who is Tito to you? Is he your funder? Is he your promoter? Is he your manager? Is he managing your money, or is he managing money that he's putting in you, or someone else putting in you?
Okay, at the state of this country,
yes.
Music, if you look at the record labels,
yes.
One record label cannot have more than five managers because of the way people stream songs online, and we don't have enough income. So as such, we multitask one manager to run a lot of activities. This is because still the country has not reached that extent. We're a virgin nation, and we have just ventured into this industry, like we have just discovered things. In the long run, I will believe that one artist might have different managers who manages different things. He might be managing a song.
We've seen with WCB Diamond, for example, has a manager for Africa, a manager who does his Tanzania affairs, the manager who does his international affairs.
Exactly. Yeah. So, in this context, what I will say is he's my manager.
Mm-hmm.
He manages everything about AKJ Music Africa.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful question. So let me start from the role of a manager and so on. And you asked a very beautiful question that people come to the lives of artists for just 1 month or 3 months, and then they disappear completely. And sometimes even the way they disappear with the quarrel. They keep on, you know, getting what is inside their room and then also spread outside to the ears of people and so on. So why is that happening? Just because people get into, you know, management just because they want their names to be known. They want to just, like, you know, for fame and so on. But the real job, what does a manager do, is not defined completely. So I'm a media personnel. I have the knowledge and the technology of how we can be able to work on music. And when I came to his life, I explained it took me about 1 year, because we don't need to rush. If you rush, you crash. So it took us 1 year to put things down and then make sure that he has all social media platform that are key being used, a very good tool for marketing. And then we make sure we are able to distribute his songs globally, where you can be able to do everything and search everywhere you get that. And this is me who does this as a manager myself.
You are the one funding it.
We are running this with him.
Concurrently.
currently, I do this myself, and the technology I do myself. That's I don't need to borrow somebody. And of course, why am I alone? Because we did not accrue enough resources. All what we are speaking here is based on the resources. Much as we hit the market nicely, we'll have a lot of managers coming in. And then in terms of promotions and so on, of course, me manager, I cannot be able to organize it. So I need to look for somebody who organizes the show, and I need to make sure that this show is managed very well, and that this show is able to benefit AKJ and to build on his music career and resources as well. So that is where we are now. And I will not disappear completely, because I said it took us 1 year to do this. And I already understand it very well. I have the technology and the knowledge behind him to do all this. So there's no need to disappear.
Good. You've talked about putting AKJ's music on the international market. Where is that exactly?
It's done. We have Spotify, we have
Audio Mac,
we have iTunes, we have Amazon, you know, of course YouTube, everybody knows about YouTube, and of course you can go and do TikTok, you can also go there on Facebook, Instagram, all those have been distributed. We have so far distributed 11 audios that has gone out, and our next project, at least I've tasked him as a manager. Of course he need to keep on cooking, more music means that you're active. So if you come once and then you disappear completely, and then that means you are not yet back, you just came to deceive people. And so that is a task I've already put in him, so we'll be doing that monthly up to December. Count on us, that's going to work out.
I have taken your word.
In fact, the line. There is an evidence. Today we shall be premiering our single audio, which is going to be an honor of an album that we shall be releasing. So today we shall be unleashing something. Good. And it's already on the media platforms. The sharp ones, you can go to my TikTok, start doing your thing.
Good. AKJ, tell us about what we are premiering today, one of your audios that you've been taking long as you were cooking it. Tell us about that audio.
Okay, I've been studying. For me, I take music as also journalism work. I have to collect data around, digest on that data, then you put an impact on it. So this song talks about a relationship that is almost reaching a marriage standard. And it seems like something somewhere is not satisfying. But one partner trusts the other one. So I put myself in that shoes, like trying to call that person my personal person. Like trying to ask if there is a way she or he, let me say in the perception of others, can tell you ways of how you needed to love the person. Because like in this country we've been blaming women a lot, more especially those ones who travel. They say that ladies in Rwanda, they are very good. They know how to respect, they know how to do what. So coming home you find that ours, most of them are fighters, whatever. So I gave them freedom, like in this song, a man trying to ask a woman to show him how she wanted to be loved, in order for peaceful kind of ground has to be created in the house. So it's a very beautiful message. I encourage each and everyone at least to listen to it. We can get something beautiful out of it.
What is the title of the song?
My Personal Passion.
Good. Let's get a glimpse of it and find out how it is rolling.
Show me the way how to love you. Show me the way how to touch you.
This is The Beat, and you are in The Beat 101 Radio Mirai.
It is my personal person, my personality, it is my personal person. It is my personal person, my personality, it is my personal person. The lie is with you.
kunumu mafi kerege ni maana mini miten anna gani visika asamfeti susika wila kaufege wataki anabihibu kisintaki kerege ni maana matadagis maana besi fekiriana kala uitiliana. My personality, she's my personal person. She's my personal person. My personality, she's my personal person.
There you go. You can listen to more of that. Check him on his YouTube account. That is AKJ Music Africa, and get to listen to more of a personal person. We've seen a number of artists who've been destroyed by their spouses. I think up to now, Asafimu Salsalagamulu, which is going on Netflix for Diamond Platinums and Zari. That is the power of how women can take you around the other way. And but Diamond has tried his best. He's a very smart guy also, but it's not an easy. It has not been an easy fight between him and Zari. So a lot of our artists sometimes they get involved. You are supposed to be a role model, and your personal person should not become a personal problem. Remember, you as a brand, as AKJ. You're not Agele Kennedy.
Yes, exactly.
You are two persons in one. Manager, village boy. What are the basis of the principles of your marriage, the two of you?
Yeah, so it's more of a personal issues, and of course, I talk about myself, and I call myself a village boy. I got my wife sometimes back in the village.
So you're married?
Yes, I'm married.
Mashallah.
And since then, we're good. Mm-hmm. And of course, one day somebody will also sing about us. I used to tell people as an example, you get your wife, stick on your wife, and she's my personal person. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how I call it. Mm-hmm. And always, if you've been following me and so on, I'm proud of my family, and I'm proud of my wife, and that is who I am.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
What are your targets before the end of the year? The major target before the end of the year
for the music industry?
Yes.
Yes. So my target is, we've already started the journey. Actually, this is, I call it a revitalized journey, which is going to take a very different shape. We're releasing an audio that we have already released today, and then next month we're releasing another one. By the end of this year, we're shooting around 2 videos getting out. My personal already arrangement has started. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of songs. If you go to the YouTube there, we have a song called Country Girl. It's a very beautiful rumba and slow one. Mm-hmm. We promised to do the video in Juba because we want to give the image of our country girls, you know, like in Juba and also in South Sudan. We want to mix them. We don't want to do this use of going and borrowing people out there and then you put in a video, and sometimes it doesn't sell us very well. So we're here to sell ourselves, and we'll do that video here, including my personal person, unless otherwise technology has gone a little bit difficult. We'll go now to other countries to get that technology in terms of camera and so on.
For today, we are only releasing personal person. For the rest, please go and find the AKJ Music Africa, so that you know Kalamta Junubina Albez Gal. Ah, when the video day, Kerasola
WhatsApp.
Kalamde Jamak Kedewagi.
And again, the other thing I just want to add is that as managers, stop this use of moving with the songs in a flash disk in your pocket.
Yes.
And you disturb DJs there and so on. Mm. Put everything online. Mm. Somebody asked for that, just also a link. And again, to the promote to others, DJs and so on. You have to stop that. You have internet in your place, just Google, go to Audio Mac, pick that song and play. This support is better than even giving cash, because when you stream live, you're adding value to the life of that artist.
Oh yes. Earlier this week we were here with Sweet J, and we were talking about how important it is to put less effort on Facebook, which is just for fun and for making noise, than to put more effort on YouTube, which will accrue for you some benefits.
Yeah, so I think Facebook also makes money. Unfortunately, Southland is not in the list of
not yet.
That.
But what you do
is you can get a partner. Like for AK, we have done that already, partnered outside, and then to accrue everything, which definitely will also add value to him. So social media is very important. Again, the way we use them, we should not use social media to intimidate ourselves and then to chase ourselves. A specific artist, when I read a lot as a media person, I go to social media, even YouTube. If you post a song from Southland on YouTube, I'm among the first people to see, and I've almost subscribed to each and everybody's YouTube, and this is what I also expect from the public and the artists and also managers. You support each other. You cannot do this journey alone. You go alone, I think Morfeen back later if you say,
of course, you don't want to go to that direction and be eaten at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If you go as a group, it's difficult to be eaten.
Yeah, others will change, I think, for you.
That's it from our day today here.